Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland and his special guest Bill Winston as they begin this week's teaching, The Power of Confession. Learn how to rewrite your future with the words you speak. Now, here's Kenneth.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and I'll tell you two things. I've said it over and over again, and you've heard me. The Lord said this to me about this year. These two things. Number one, whatever you compromise to keep, you will lose. But number two, everything gonna be all right. Praise God. Everything will be all right. Things are being turned around right. The momentum has swung. It's headed into this. And to increase this awakening to God. Hallelujah. And you and I are right in the middle of it. Isn't that good? Praise God. Would you join me in welcoming Bill Winston to this broadcast today?
Praise God. Good to
and,
be here.
Hey, you and John had a big time last week, didn't you?
Big time. Well, we're going into it, and God is just expressing himself in every way, and we're thanking God.
Praise God. Praise. And I want to thank my son, John, for taking my place last week. Gave me an opportunity to sleep in, brother. I got some very needed rest, and I appreciate you guys giving me a pass last week. And I'll tell you what, from what I saw of it, y'all didn't need none to me. I mean, you guys had a good time. And I don't know, John may have found him a job. But he thinks he's already busy, you know. Praise God, Brother Bill. As we were talking before we began today, let's open our Bibles together to the 12th chapter of the book of Matthew. I'm impressed by the Spirit of God to give somebody some understanding here. It just jumped up in me. Each one of these apostles that wrote these accounts, each one of them had a very different background. Matthew had the background. He had a financial background. He was a gifted mathematician. And he was a tax collector. He was a businessman. And he wasn't all that honest.
That's
and Jesus delivered him. And he just dumped everything he had and followed the Lord. Then Mark was a young man.
Right.
When all this was taking place, he was just a boy. He's just a young kid. But he was right in the middle of it. He was right there at the Garden of Gethsemane. He saw things. Then Luke, the book of Luke is a documentary. It's very detailed because he questioned people. He went around and got detailed account and he researched it. He's a medical doctor. This is the way God built him. That's the way he was. And John was the disciple that Jesus loved. He's also young. He was older than Mark, but now he came out of that fisherman, dock, you know, class of men, and he and his brother, listen, they get in your face, brother.
Sons of thunder.
Sons of thunder is what Jesus called them. And their daddy was in that fishing business. Right. They'd been raised there, and them and Peter, and they were partners in there. And these were wealthy people.
Yes.
But John got a revelation of it that Jesus loved him. And it created such a powerhouse in him, he outlived them all. And they tried to kill him. Rome tried to kill him. The elders tried to kill him.
My Lord.
And he pastored the biggest church in the world. And they couldn't kill him. They threw him away. They just threw him out there on that rock, Patmos. So he just had him a vision. Wrote the book of Revelation, brother. Oh, listen. What men.
That's living without limits.
Yeah.
know, no limits.
On and there, so there, these four accounts are from through the eyes of men that God had called from very different lifestyles.
Correct.
And they were good at what they did.
That's right.
And very diligent men. But they didn't have anything until they got full of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, my goodness, I'm telling you.
Amen.
And that's what some of this is all about.
That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. Jesus, from the minute he started, every one of them, he flowed through all four of those Gospels. He came preaching the kingdom.
Oh. Goodness, Brother Copeland.
You hear all kind of weird stuff about it. Well, you know, Jesus did. He came preaching the kingdom. He preached the blessing,
yes,
which is the world supply of the kingdom.
That's right.
The blessing is the gateway from heaven to earth to build the Garden of Eden. I mean, that was its design. And that's what the kingdom intended to happen here. And it ain't never changed. So Jesus said, if you support it, if you seek it first,
he said,
things will come to you.
So he preached a blessing, and they was in there preaching what?
The law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason when the people heard the blessing, they had never heard it.
Never heard.
And they were the seed of Abraham. And they said, you mean this belongs to us?
Well, then this fits then right in with that blessing, because now he's talking about speaking things, basically, into existence, making heaven's reality come into this earth, and actually getting something in your heart and speaking it from your lips and creating a manifestation of it here in this earth.
From the Father
mm-hmm.
to Jesus, perfect plan.
Mm.
Before the foundation of the world. Jesus is still a man.
That's right.
He's a resurrected man.
That's right.
There's a man in the Godhead,
that's right,
man,
that's right,
representing you and me.
That's right.
From the Father to Jesus, transferred from Jesus, from his place in heaven, his throne of authority, the throne of grace. From there into the earth through the Holy Spirit into our spirit where it is incubated and then becomes in abundance out the mouth and manifest in physical things.
Mm. 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 And that's what he's saying here in verse 34 of Matthew chapter 12. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now, that's a principle there that Jesus is teaching them, because that's the way that the Father incubated something inside and spoke it into this earth and created us in his image and in his likeness.
Good. John chapter 1,
mm-hmm.
In the beginning
was the Word.
Was the Word. Start off with the Word.
Mm-hmm.
The Word was with God,
mm-hmm.
And the Word was God. Now, God is love.
Right.
God is light.
Right.
God is life.
Mm.
So, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, who is love, who is life, who is light. And there was not anything made. All things. We need to put our eyes on that, Bill. The Lord started dealing with this on me yesterday. And it got, I've been looking at this for some time now. I'm making notes about it and everything. But it just jumped all over me yesterday, the very first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then I wrote out there, who is life, who is light, who is love. God is love.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Love, then, is the light, and the light gives life. All that is said right here in this chapter. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him, without the Word, without love, without life, and without life was not anything made that was made. Now, there it is. All things. We're talking about things here now. The root word for thing in Hebrew is word. So you're going to find the word thing and the word word in the same root. All the way where you see one of them, you see the other one. Because that's where things come from. Now, in Him, in love, in the Word, was life. Well, it's still life to those that find it. Health to all their flesh. Amen?
Because this is His Word right here.
Yeah. Now, we're aiming at that 34th verse there. So, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. It's not just a light out in front of men. Mm-hmm. The Bible says we're born of that light.
That's right.
Light energy, man. Mm-hmm. The most powerful thing that God's ever released in this natural-based universe. And light energy is at the core of everything that can be perceived by touch. It is at the core of your flesh.
Everything.
This book, this fruit, this table, everything can be perceived by human contact. The core of it, the molecular structure of it, is light energy. Now, that's what's holding the whole universe is held together by the word of His power.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, the light was the light of men.
Mm-hmm.
So, now look down here at the 14th verse.
Mm-hmm.
The Word was made flesh and dwelt among men. There's a thing, but it was the very spotless flesh of Jesus in that woman's womb. Now, we were born again, not of corruptible seed, but by the Word of love, life, light.
Got it.
God.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Created in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord, Bill. I mean, see what He did? We're more real than Adam was.
Yeah.
See, Adam was a natural man.
Yeah.
His spirit was like God. His spirit came out of God.
Mm-hmm.
But he got born again. He was born from life to death. He's the first one to go through the gate. Jesus came back in there and got it, pulled us back through the other way. So, the whole thing, here, let's go back over there now to Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
And now, thinking about that verse, well, look at the 33rd verse. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. And he goes ahead then to say, you generation of vipers. He was talking to Pharisees when he said that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said, you're a generation of snakes. You got poison in your mouth. A viper's got poison in his mouth.
That's correct.
You got poison in your mouth. And he never said anything out of love. He wasn't talking ugly to these people. Mm-hmm. He's telling them the truth. And he woke some of them up.
Yeah, that's
old just, Nicodemus woke up, man. He come to him and
sure
I said,
did.
Master, let's talk here.
Yep.
And the Bible says many of the priests believed.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
How can you, being evil,
speak
good things?
See, this is a principle here.
Oh, can we shout a little bit?
This is a principle here. This is a principle of life. I don't care whether you're saved or you're not saved. I don't care where you stand, whatever.
Can't get around.
You can't get around
this.
That's
right.
That's it. This is the way man is made. This is it.
But you ain't going to find it out unless you get it
get
in here.
It here to
because
get...
outside, the devil got you in darkness. And in darkness, you're not going to see this because he's using it on you.
And that's what we want to bring out. That we want to go eventually into this idea called confession. And let people see that this is a law that's operating here from the Spirit. And that it is a mystery to people who are walking in darkness.
It is.
It's a mystery. It's beyond human comprehension. They can't comprehend it.
I look back at it, I didn't have a clue, man. But we live under the law of words. You can't get away from Genesis 1.
I don't care who you are. You can't
You can change what words you live under, but you can't change the fact that words work. I mean, that's just it.
You can't change it.
Bill, let me ask you something here. There's been a lot of discussion about this and a lot of different ideas about it over the last 50 years because it has become a major topic in the body of Christ for the last 50 years, particularly since Brother Hagin began to preach this. And then others, and you look back, Brother Hagin was called by God to major on it.
That's right.
But then you look into Oral Roberts' life. He was using it.
That's
I saw
right.
him do it, man. Mm-hmm. And then he would get he would say, "Be healed." Well, people get on him about that, you know, but he was doing this. He was using his words. I mean, I was right there beside him. I heard him, and I was listening to Brother Hagin's tapes at the same time.
Got it.
But now, Brother Hagin majored on it.
Right there.
Spent his life on it. Now, what I was... Do you sense in your spirit or has the word of the Lord come to you that God has us at least basically prepared to release a higher level of miracle, spiritual energy in our words than what we've had in the past?
Mother Copeland, I firmly believe that over here in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 40, he says, God having provided some better things for us.
He did, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. He said that. I'd never tied that.
Yes, he did. And I believe that we're moving into a higher realm than they have previously.
And there's no way. Now, Bill, when John's little old boy, I mean, he just, the idea of hunting and fishing, he and I just so much liking it. But there wasn't no way I was going to, as much as he liked to shoot and as much as he understood it as a little boy, I'm not going to put a machine gun in that kid's hands. I mean, I can't turn him loose with that kind of firepower. He didn't have enough basic fundamentals about him.
Got it.
He had to become responsible.
Yeah.
He had to come to a place where he understood things as a man.
Correct.
While he was a child, he didn't have no business with that kind of power.
Correct. See, in this hour, better revelation, better manifestation.
What is it about that you can't understand? That is, wow.
That's what's happening today.
Oh, it is.
That's what's happening today. And that's, he's pouring this thing out. I mean, it's coming in its fullness. This is the fullness of the blessing coming in this hour. And it's us being able to speak things and decree things and order the day through just spoken word in the morning, just order a whole day, just that kind of thing. This is the kind of power that I'm seeing coming here now. And this is what God wants to do with the entire body of Christ.
It is in learning to speak fewer words
filled
with more
power. Come on. Because we were talking about, you're talking about when Jesus spoke.
Yeah.
I mean,
he spoke that fig tree, he only said nine words.
Nine words.
No man eat fruit of you again hereafter forever. And then they said, oh, look at the fig tree.
That's right.
It dried up from the roots. He said, have faith in God, for whosoever shall say, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. That's all he said. For you to say and for me to say. So what do? Walk up to the tree and say, now you listen to me, tree. I'm talking to you in the name of Jesus. Ain't nothing wrong with using the name of Jesus. I'm talking to you in the name of Jesus, and I'm telling you right now, you have to listen to every word I say. Now, for the God in heaven and God in the earth and all the angels and God, and 30 minutes later, you still ain't said nothing to the tree. And then you stand there and
inspect it and see if anything happened.
Spend 3 or 4 days around the tree. Get up every morning, go look at the tree. When he got done, he didn't hang around the tree. He just spoke to the thing, the desired end result. Said the nine words, and as far as he was concerned, it was a thing of the past. Turned his back on it and left. And had they not brought it up, he never would have said anything.
Never would have said anything about it. That's why I saw when they passed back by that tree, Peter calling to remembrance. See, if Peter hadn't said anything, Jesus wouldn't have said nothing.
No.
It would have went right on back down to Jerusalem.
It was over for him.
It was over.
He didn't have no more say.
My goodness. This is the power of words that we have, and we just need to come to the revelation of the power of the words, because what's revealed to you is what's going to be restored to you.
Well, that's it, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
There ain't no other way to get it.
My goodness. This is it. We're about to speak some things here in these last hours, but like you say, there's a maturity that the body of Christ must have here if you're going to have that kind of power.
When you drive out on the freeway and somebody pulls out in front and you holler something at that guy, there ain't no way in the world God's going to leave the power turned up in you so you can blow that guy's tires out and do all kinds of damage to him and on your way to church. I mean, come on, man. There's no way you're going to be able to do that. And you know something else? We out of time. That's the first 3-minute broadcast we ever had. Oh, praise God. Brother Bill and I'll be back in just a minute.
Confession is considered admitting to something, but for the believer, confession is the way we draw from heaven to change the earth. Confession is speaking God's word in faith. The law of confession is a spiritual law designed to equip you with the ability to use your words as a creative force to speak God's plan into existence. Dr. Bill Winston's book, The Laws of Confession, teaches you how to make the words of your mouth a creative force that will make God's blessing a reality in your life and establish His kingdom on earth. We are created to reign and have dominion. However, with that power comes great responsibility. Dr. Winston's book, Training for Reigning, reveals the keys to releasing your potential and establishing a lifestyle of no limits. Discover how to harness the power of your potential and place a demand on the promise within you. Together, the Laws of Confession and Training for Reigning are the Unleashing Your Potential package. It's time to expose who you really are. Order the Unleashing Your Potential package today at a special 30% savings. This essential package for the new year includes 2 books by Bill Winston, The Law of Confession and Training for Reigning, both for just $20. For additional product discounts and 48-hour processing, order the Unleashing Your Potential package online at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-600-7395. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland, go to kcm.org.
Now, one of the things you're going to find out in this Unleashing Your Potential package, there's a whole lot more inside you and me than we even have any idea about. Now, don't forget the third chapter of Hebrews, Jesus is the high priest of our profession, our confession, our faith demand in the kingdom of God. We ain't in this by ourselves. It's not, our words are only idle when we're talking on our own.
That's right.
When we begin to speak His words out our mouth, He's responsible for it. And I was saying, you know, oh, thank God I spoke these words by faith into my body. And the word of the Lord came to me. He said, what'd you say? So I repeated. He said, no, sir. I spoke those words into your body. Oh, it hit me. I didn't even have to think about it. He's the one that energized that. I put His words in my mouth by faith. But heaven says Jesus spoke that into my body. Jesus spoke to that mountain. Jesus did this. We're joint.
We're joint.
Right. You got to get this. Yeah. And you know what to do to get it. You get online, call somebody. I mean, you know, we'll use snail mail if we have to get it to you. Whatever it takes. Get your hands on this package. Amen. Father, we pray for this radio and television audience all over this world, this awakening to God that's going on throughout the earth, especially here in the United States. It is happening. And show us, Lord, teach us and train us how to take our place and do what we're called and anointed to do. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Glory and I coming to Branson, Missouri. Praise God. March the 3rd through the 5th. We're going to be right there at Faith Life Church with Keith and Phyllis Moore. And you got to come now. We always have a big time there. It's our first meeting of the year. And I just have it from heaven that this year is going to be really something. Go to kcm.org and get all the information there. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on KCM, visit kcm.org. Online, you'll find free ministry resources to help you live every day in faith. Receive God's promise that everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org.